like on the one hand, this district that I'm working with in Florida, one of their big questions will be like, where have their kids gone? You know, like all of so many districts across the country, their students enrollment is down. And there's sort of a question as to like where they are. Some of it may be younger kids and their parents never enrolled them. And like, why am I going to send them to kindergarten now? Let's keep them back a year. And yeah, so there's like big questions. So lots of districts around the country, they're down like, you know, 3%, 4%, like their kids are just not there. And so figuring out like, have they not enrolled the younger ones? Have there been people moving outside of cities, you know, to like more rural or suburban contexts, you know, because New York was so scary, you know, back in the spring, or other cities were. And so there's, on a basic level, there's sort of a question about sort of where kids are gone. And like, is that going to have a lasting impact both on cities in the sense that, you know, people have moved elsewhere, or on homeschooling, you know, if there's been going to be an uptick on that, or more generally on like some of the trends towards feeling like big systems and big public school systems can't handle problems, and a shift more towards charter schools or towards private schools in some cases. And so, you know, a lot of the work that we've started to get into with school districts is like, you know, places where charter schools are really taking a bigger chunk away in terms of enrollment from the public schools. And I just see, you know, that kind of thing continuing. So your question about like, are we going to just go back? Like, are those 3%, 4% of students just going to reappear, you know, and we'll go back to normal? And like, you know, you look at big places that had big shifts, like New Orleans after the hurricane, and there, you know, charter schools just like, you know, became the kind of dominant schooling practice. And charter schools do have this ability to appear to innovate and do things more fluidly. I don't know if it's always the case, but it is that same question about like, you know, larger systems being in some cases more equitable, definitely more inclusive, but also perceived as like not being able to handle challenges, not being able to innovate. So it's definitely your, you know, your question is like, what's the future hold? You know, how do you make big systems more equitable, or maybe like, you know, how do they collaborate with, you know, these other systems as well?